Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Check it out, man. These are new transitions and shit. What I found. I wish I could find a virtual studio that we had with the old TriCaster, but these are some transitions I found. It's me and Chris D'Elia with the Alien Hand. There's me and Kevin Pollack and John Ratzenberger and Craig Bierko, Joel McHale, Jay Moore and Darren McAfee. Me and Marshall Phillips back in the day at KLSX in the 80s. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and that was on Mark Maron's show. No, that was on New Girl. And that's Dave Nussbaum with Dwayne Empey, my intern at K-West back in way, way back. That's the makeup crew from Modern Family. That's me with my grandmother and my cousins and my sisters in Canada. That's Frank Bennett with a listener at K-West 1970 at Disneyland. That's Nancy Daly on the show playing house. That's a young man, a listener in Miami. A view from my house that I took years and years ago. I don't know how it got. There's Mark Thompson from the Mark and Brian show. There is Matt and Amy Winston, great people. Stan Winston's son, that's the crew from WIOD. That's me with the table read we did for King of the Hill. And that's the guys from Teachers, Dion Richmond, and God damn it. I'm going too fast here. There is the great Sugar Ray Leonard. And that's the panel that I was on. It's Valerie Geller and Tory Ryder. There's Dan Hartman and Justin Roiland. And there is me with You Can't See Tommy Caldwell and Steve Downs. And there is me with Caleb Bacon. And there is Dr. Drew and his lovely wife. And there is Jimmy Pardo, great guy. Mark Maron on his show. And there's Fraser Smith and Kayvon. And that's Dana Gould. And that is Scott Ian and his wife Pearl. And the great Henry Rollins, the great Rick Overton. Yes, Jane Wells from CNBC. And we're back around. Now, who did I miss? God, I'm really pissed off that I forgot. There's Kevin Pollack. But I missed a name. I forget who it was. Joel McHale. And... yeah. That was on New Girl, that show. Dave Nussbaum and his producer, Dwayne Empey. That's like 1980. It's, yeah, Modern Family makeup team. Grandma B in Toronto, Canada. Frank Bennett. Playing House is a fun show to do. Really great people. Who is this young man? I forget his name. He's a great guy. He sent me that picture. I don't know why they slipped that picture in, if you'll pardon, slip in. Oh, Jill. From the Brian and Jill show. So, did I say that was Brian? Not, fuck. No, I really fucked up. Oh, Callie Rocha. Callie Rocha and Dion Richmond. And Sarah Shahi was there. There's Sugar Ray Leonard. A bunch of people on a comedy panel I was on at Aspen. One of them, Gary Trudeau, had his arm around me, so that shows that, you know, I'm cool. All right, so anyway, probably I shouldn't have done any of that because my memory is so fucked up. And it isn't because I don't remember who these folks are. It's because I didn't, once again, not a lot of sleep last night. Because this fucking cat, Jesus Christ, what am I, a cat man or something? All of a sudden, fucking Thunder's waking my ass up every fucking morning at 6:30. And I mean, she's like, meh, I mean, like whining her ass off. No, I'm not the kind of guy that, you know, beats up cats and throws, you know, no. It's not going to happen, so. We'll figure it out. I'll figure out some cat psychology. Welcome to our pre-show here. And, man. I'm trying to get the fucking score of that goddamn Columbus game. Who won that fucking thing? Boston or Columbus? Columbus went out in front, then Boston tied it. All right. Well, you mean I got to look it up? That's terrible. That stuff, the background is going to start to flip me out here in about 5 seconds. I better get the old reliable ocean going here.
Suit yourself.
What is that? All right, man. You want to make me do that? You got to make me look it up, huh? Okay. It was a good game. Some really good hockey games. As you know, I've kind of shifted over to hockey. For my contact sport, I got to have a good contact sport. I've moved from American football to hockey. There's a lot of contact in hockey. I think there's a lot more action in hockey than there is in football, and I don't give a fuck about football anymore. I'm sorry. It hasn't got anything to do with the players. Well, enough of that. All right, so what am I looking for? Oh, yeah, Columbus. The Columbus Blue Jackets, huh? There's a whole thing going on. No. Not a whole thing. 3-2 Boston, OT. All right. Well, you went down early, Columbus. Then you came back with 2 goals in the third period, which was outstanding. Then you gave up that goddamn goal. And so, shit, Boston. What a hell of a game for Boston. Live stream. But, yeah, I'm, that's my contact sport now, is hockey. The sport that I prefer to watch over probably football and hockey, well, I don't know. But my other sport now is, as you know, soccer. And that's just how it is. I mean, I love watching that game. I think it's a hell of a, I think it's a great fucking game. It's a great, you know, people that don't dig soccer just don't understand it. That's all there is to it. I don't give a fuck. There's a lot going on in soccer, man. There's a lot of skill going on. And you say, well, there's not enough scoring, brother. If all you want is scoring, you know, then, like, there isn't a game there really enough for you. I don't think any game has enough scoring in it. Basketball. You know, go back and forth, with a bucket, bucket, you know. Soccer, though, it forces you to appreciate the game. Forces you, and when you do, it's pretty fucking amazing. The passes, the way the team's set up, the way they, like in basketball, the way they get the ball into the low post, they get the ball out in front of the goal. There's a lot of fucking contact going on. Just like basketball, you're not supposed to have contact with a player. You're supposed to have contact with the ball. But that doesn't matter to those guys. They're hammering the shit out of each other there. And, you know, so, you know, I, for anybody that's interested, I would recommend it. If you're not, you're not. 2018 SUV, what? Cars.com. Vladimir Tarasenko. The NHL introduced controlling the puck to the Russians, really, and the Russians introduced that speed game, that passing and speed, which was something the Canadians had to adjust to in the that pivotal, that seminal series between the Canadian All-Stars and the Soviet national team in 1973, what they called the Summit Series. And Canada was really caught flat-footed by the passing and the speed and the skating of the Canadians, of the Russians. And so they realized what they had to do was get the puck up on the boards and make the Russians fight for it. And it got brutal through that series. At one point, the Russian coach pulled his players off the ice because he wanted to clarify the rules of the game. Are these guys allowed to beat the shit out of my guys? And yeah, technically. The Canadians were not happy with the refereeing either. At one point, the kid that plays for Minnesota, Parise, his father was on the Canadian team, and his dad did a mock swing at one of the refs just to scare the guy, and he did. This guy climbed up with on the boards. It was ugly, man. At one point, Alan Eagledon, who doesn't have that great of a name in the annals of sports, but he was running the Canadian national team from, I don't know, he had some involvement, and the Canadian team went over and got him out of his box and escorted him into the Canadian locker room rather than have the Russian police take a hold of him for some reason. I mean, it's all there. You can watch it. It's on YouTube. It's nuts. It's fucking nuts. And the Canadians had all of the great players. They had, you know... The Esposito brothers, Mihalovic, who's the guy from the Blackhawks, the great guy from Czechoslovakia? I can't remember, but you know. I'm just trying to remember now the players, but they were there, man. Phil Esposito was kind of the leader of the pack. He was quoted a lot. He was interviewed a lot. He had a lot of opinions. He had a lot of attitude. He was pissed off that they're, you know, they brought over with them something like 300 cases of beer. The Canadians brought 300 cases of fucking Canadian beer, and half of it was gone. Half of it was stolen, basically. And they were real pissed about that. It was just, I'm telling you, man, you got to read up on this, the history of this fucking series. It took place in 1973. It's on YouTube. I think the whole series is on YouTube. Don Cherry, the legendary hockey announcer, calls the action. And I'm watching these games like, huh? Bobby Clark played for the U.S. team, for the Canadians. And at one point, on purpose, broke this motherfucker's ankle. Broke one of the Canadians, or one of the Russians, great skater. They knew they had to deal with this guy. And Clark just, with two hands, hatcheted this guy's ankle and broke it. And admitted as much after the series was over with his famous quote about, if he didn't know how to lay on a good two-hander, he never would have gotten out of Flin Flon. Which is like an epic quote. It's you know, think about it. It's really funny, but I've stopped laughing at it because I've said it so many times. Where the fuck is Flin Flon? Ontario, Canada. Yeah, so Bobby Clark was in that game. A lot of guys. Bobby Clark was a young guy with a bunch of hair and no fucking teeth. You know, he looked like a vampire. All of those guys. But their asses were on the line. The Russians brought their fucking A game and had the Canadians flat-footed. They didn't know what to make of it. Like Esposito said in an interview later, we spent the summer smoking cigars and drinking beer and laying on our fucking asses. That's what we do. We're not fucking training. We start training when we go into camp for the season, but now they tell us we got this series. Okay, we'll go to Russia. We'll play these fucking guys. They had no idea how good or bad they were. They found out real fast they were goddamn good. And it became a national scandal. Before they left to go to Russia, they played four. It was an 8-game series, by the way. And I think it wound up 4-3-1. I think the Canadians won it. I'm sure the Canadians won it, but it was touch and go. And before they left Canada, after the four games they played in Canada and went to Russia, Esposito gave an interview basically, you know, apologizing to the fans and saying that, you know, they were going to bring they were going to bring it when they got to Russia, and that he understood why people were frustrated and they were frustrated. And it was pretty interesting, man. The fans in Canada were just pissed. They were outraged that any team could handle their guys the way the Russians were handling them. So I think I'm remembering correctly. I think Canadians won that. Can't remember who's on that guy. Phil, how do you pronounce his name? Mihalovich or something? Him and his brother. The Espositos. Bobby Clark. Stan Mikita. And Yvonne Cornoyer. Stan Mikita played with the Blackhawks. Cornoyer was with the Montreal Canadiens. These are legendary names. These are Hall of Fame names, and they're in that game. Whoever else, but somebody. Dallas just, who scored? Dallas. They got one fucking goal. Big fucking deal. It's 3-1. No, wait a minute. Was it 3-0? No. It's a power play goal. Dallas gets it in. They're going to look at it. Let's see if it goes in the net. Oh, yeah, it went in. The back of the fucking net. The fucking St. Louis is arguing that it went right into the back of the goddamn net. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. All right, so whatever, man. So they got a fucking goal. There's 2 minutes left in the game. It's 3-1 St. Louis. Whatever. You know, it's their power play. They got a skaters off the ice for St. Louis, so maybe they get another goal to wind up like that San Jose game, which was fucking insane. They're playing it again. They're showing this goal again. Looked good to me, man. Unless somebody did something illegal with it. Oh, you know what? Maybe they haven't counted the goal yet. Maybe that's why they're excited. Maybe it's going to make it 3-2. And if it's 3-2 with 2 minutes left, Seguin So you can't see it, but it says 3-1, power play, a minute 19 left. Here's this fucking goal they're disputing. You can see it going to the back of the net, but they, for some reason, they're, St. Louis is bitching about it. Goal. It counts. Okay, so therefore, it's 3-2. That's what I thought. 2 minutes left, and they need a goal to tie this motherfucker up. A lot of OT games this year in the National Funko League. Okay, fuck that. Thank you. You're welcome. Hi. I like that one. That one's my favorite. Hi there. Here it is. Watch. Hey. All right. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Song. But excuse me, I belched. That's the one right there. No, motherfucker. Oh, fuck. I wanted the other one. Halloween. Where is it? There it is. Stray Jack. This is the one I want. Okay. Hi, this is Warren. Well, hello. This is Tom Catton and the Health Wagon. I got to do Dr. Rod Tarter. Rod Tarter, Phil, you know, let's see. We already did him with on the Encore show. Whoa, shit. Oh, my God. Look out. Cut it out, Phil. Stop it. That's fucked up. That's jacked over. Jesus. That's jacked up. You big dummy.
I think we should explore the fact that Vernon Dozier danced between coaching gigs. Just going to retweet something I wrote. Because Twitter has turned out to be, for whatever you use, for me, it's a great show prep device. I can make notes about the characters and things I want to do in the show right on Twitter. If you ever want to know what I'm going to do in the show, check out Twitter, because generally I'll pull an idea or two from that. Shit. Oh, my God. All right, hold on, man. This is too good. All right. Come on, bitch. Shit, give me a fucking break. Ted Bell's gnawing on a T-bone while he's masturbating. It's a natural thing to do for a guy who owns a steakhouse. Anal exorcism. Oh, my God. Okay, man, here we go. I got the characters now calling me Phil Haney. All right, man.
Okay, man. I'll be with you in a minute, man.
Why are you not... Why does this printer not show up occasionally? What's going on here? What are you talking about, man? Let's go. Is that not plugged in? Oh, there we go. Finally. Was the thing turned off? How did this thing get turned off?
Do you have the Wi-Fi on, Phil? No. What a dumb shit.
Sorry. Wait a minute. What did I just do? Turn on airplane? Sorry. I turned on the airplane mode. That's a baby, Henry. Dummy.
Hey, dude, what's up with... Why am I not getting sound effects, this motherfucker? Huh? Why do I gotta keep fucking with this thing? Where is it? Oh, okay. What is it not? Dr. Elcott. I gotta update these fucking sound effects, man. This is not making it, okay? I understand that, but you know what? We can't eliminate one file and repeat. We'll use that one. It was better back in when I had my WaveCart was a good system. The only problem was it's so fucking old, they never updated it, but it was a good system. It was a list of fucking carts, and you used them virtually. So now Henry's got this.
Well, Phil, you know.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's good to be with you. Thank you, Phil. It's good to be with you. I know that. There we go with that feedback again, man. God damn it. Thank you, Phil. It's good to be here with you. I guess I could turn the headphones down. Thank you, Phil. Dr. Ed Elcott here. Well, Phil, it's always good to be with you. My feeling is...
Dr. Elcott is Vernon, or is Galen Shaw before Galen got up here into Lloyd range. General Galen Shaw used to be this. He used to have this voice.
Well, it's my voice now. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and you took over Lloyd, and Lloyd is dead.
He's not dead. I just talked to him the other day. He might as well be, but, well, what does that mean? I'm kidding. I don't know what it means. Did you talk to him? No.
Anyway, let's get back to somebody telling the truth here. Phil, I think that it was all fun and games, but you were messing with some from the Elcotta.
Now, what do you mean, the Elcotta?
I mean, this is the big, thick one. Okay.
The big, thick one.
Yes, that's right.
That's the holy book. Okay. Oh, man. All right, dude. Here we go. Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This fucking keyboard, give me a break, will you? I got a huge fucking desk here, and there's not enough room on this thing. What is that about? How is it we can't find room on this thing that's like, it's like 8 by 4.5? It's like 8 by 4, 4.5. It's a big fucking, it's pretty deep. Maybe 4 feet deep, it's 8 feet wide. Goddamn thing's huge. All right, it was made especially for me. In other words, I ordered this from Elaine, a friend of hers, makes these. But I'll be a son of a bitch if it ain't big enough. Maybe it's just we just got too much shit on this desk. I don't know what it is. All right, we're ready to rock this bitch. What was that about, Henry? You'll love it. Okay, are we caught up on all the shit we had to do? Are we caught up on all of the Haley Reinhardt appearing tomorrow night? Just want you to know, tomorrow night Haley is at the Roxy. Oh, is she at the fucking Roxy? So if you want to, you guys are in the LA area, Haley, who also plays the part of Bill Murphy on F is for Family, Haley's a, I think she's a great singer, and she's an American Idol winner. I don't know if you know that or not. I love her voice, and she also is great, does a great voiceover on the show. Is going to be at the Roxy Friday night, 8:15. Head on out. Check her out. God damn it, I'd love to make that show. Oh, wait, we're doing the fucking chat. We can't do it. Can I get a correspondent to report to us live from the... that'd be fucking great, right? Do a Facebook Live from outside the Roxy for Haley's show. Anyway, I'd be there if I could make it. It's fucked up. Haley Reinhardt, the Lo-Fi Soul Tour, Los Angeles... The 26th at the Roxy. God, I've been to so many shows at the Roxy, it's not even...
The hell is this?
Plenty of 60s classics, says Haley in an email,
And then Justin Long responds with 1860s or 1960s? Okay. And then I respond with, congratulations, Haley, I'll be there. Yeah, sure. No, I wasn't. That was back in October. Thanks a lot, Phil, says Haley. Haley, we're going to try and make the show tonight. We now have a sick dog due to the heat, so we can't get there. Please forgive us. And that's the last we heard from her. I'm kidding. She hasn't sent out a mass email or, you know, what am I doing? Okay, so we're all done with that. Bang, great. Boom, bang. Okay, bitching. Testing. I think I'm going to do a plug for her on the show. Testing 123, 123, 123, 123, 123. Oh, yeah, I know what I was looking for. Michael, this is for 429. So, Mike, what else you got for me, brother? Talk to me, Jack. Sorry. Here we are, 422. I think it's just, we already did the two spots for D-Herbs. I know we did. We did two spots for D-Herbs. And we already did one promo for Podcast One. So I think we're caught up. All right, starting, and let's begin. Let me get over here. See this thing, great. Groovy, far out. Let's do it. All right, man. Testy, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.